Meet Jenny McCormick, a high school dropout who discovered planets from her backyard in New Zealand. Or Alan Rouleau, who went from bartending in a small town to tailoring wardrobes for Fortune 500 CEOs. These aren't fairy tales. They're real stories of people who succeeded by ignoring conventional wisdom. While society insists there's one right path to success, these dark horses prove otherwise. They didn't climb corporate ladders or attend elite universities. Instead, they followed their own winding roads and found both excellence and fulfillment. Their secret? They stopped trying to be like everyone else, only better. This isn't about rebellion or luck. It's about a fundamental shift in how we understand human potential. The dark horse approach challenges everything we've been taught, that success requires knowing your destination, following best practices, and conforming to institutional expectations. What if the real path to extraordinary achievement starts with embracing what makes you different? For generations, an unspoken agreement has governed our lives. Follow the standardized path, and society will reward you with security and status. This standardization covenant emerged from early 20th century factory floors, where Frederick Taylor realized it was more efficient to arrange workers around machines than machines around workers. Ray Kroc captured this mindset. We cannot trust nonconformists. We will make conformists out of them in a hurry. This system spread from assembly lines to classrooms to careers. Schools adopted standardized curricula and grades. Professions created fixed paths from education to retirement. The message, suppress your yearnings, delay happiness, and march toward professional proficiency. But these institutions were never designed for fulfillment. Gallup studies reveal student engagement plummets from 74% in fifth grade to 34% by senior year, while 67% of employees feel disengaged at work. We've built a system treating individuality as a problem to solve rather than a resource to cultivate. The standardization covenant promised security for conformity, but delivered neither. Consider what truly captures your attention, not what should motivate you. Corinne Bellock thrived in Michael Bloomberg's campaign and George W. Bush's White House, yet felt hollow. Self-reflection revealed her true drive wasn't politics, it was organizing physical spaces. She abandoned her prestigious career to start Urban Simplicity, bringing genuine joy. Institutions measure motivation generically. Dark horses reveal motivation is highly specific. Corinne doesn't just love organizing, she specifically loves transforming cluttered physical spaces. Diana Smith is driven by recognizing and classifying fungi, not just studying nature. Alvaro Jamario became fascinated by classifying mobile, colorful birds, not the stationary ants assigned during his PhD. To discover your micromotives, try the game of judgment. Notice when you judge others through admiration or criticism. Identify the emerging feelings, then examine why. Strong responses often reveal your micromotives. The dark horse mindset doesn't chase a single passion. It engineers passion by deliberately combining multiple micromotives. Corinne's fulfillment comes from organizing spaces, helping working mothers, experiencing variety, being her own boss, and building a growing enterprise. Your passion isn't one fixed force. It's a unique constellation of specific desires waiting to be discovered and combined. Susan Rogers' abusive husband once sneered at her love for music, crushing her dreams. In that moment, she realized, I really do have a choice here. Walking out became the first step in discovering who she truly was. Dark horses evaluate choices differently. Conventional thinking defines risk through statistical odds of success. Dark horses assess risk through fit, the match between their micromotives and an opportunity's features. Better fit means lower risk, regardless of statistics. They consider worst-case scenarios and economic realities, just using different criteria based on genuine micromotives. Success makes choosing harder because now you have something to lose. The standardization covenant resurfaces, whispering that you should avoid risks threatening your stability. Resist this voice. Small differences in fit create large differences in fulfillment. Like birds naturally selecting habitats matching their needs, you navigate abundant choices through understanding your individuality. The solution to overwhelming options isn't fewer choices, it's better self-knowledge. The Rubik's Cube has 12 different solving strategies, with Speed Championships 1 using 6 distinct approaches. TV Ramen solves cubes blindfolded in 24 seconds using bump patterns and touch, a completely unique method that reconceptualizes the puzzle entirely. Standardized institutions impose a one best way for administrative ease, forcing everyone into the same mold. When we struggle, we're told we lack talent, but the real problem is the ill-fitting strategy. Strengths are fuzzy, contextual, and dynamic. Difficulty reading might handicap a literary critic, but advantage an astronomer detecting celestial anomalies. While you can choose opportunities confidently based on your micromotives, selecting strategies requires experimentation. The standardization mindset demands adherence to the one best way, but the dark horse mindset embraces trial and error. Great novelists excel through wildly different abilities. Elmore Leonard's dialogue, Stephen King's plotting, Tolstoy's characters. Your job isn't finding the universally best strategy. It's discovering the one that leverages your unique, jagged profile of abilities. Chess grandmasters win by making the best possible next move, not planning 10 moves ahead. Whether aggressive like Kasparov or patient like Petrosian, they focus on positioning themselves advantageously rather than following rigid plans. Even Deep Blue defeated Kasparov only when programmers abandoned pure calculation for human-like situational assessment. Dark horses distinguish between goals and destinations. Goals emerge from your individuality, immediately actionable strategies you can implement now. Destinations are someone else's objectives you've accepted, typically defined by standardized institutions that demand fixed timelines and ignore reality's constant change. In the dark horse mindset, time doesn't matter. Your improvement depends on your specific choices and strategies. Michelle Carter embodies this principle. Unlike the masculine build traditionally favored in shot putting, Carter's curvier, heavier frame enabled an innovative spin technique that won Olympic gold. Excellence can be packaged differently. Stop asking where you'll be in 10 years. Start asking, given my current micro motives and opportunities, what's my next best move? Thomas Jefferson's pursuit of happiness meant appropriateness or fit. A happy thought suited conversation. A happy garment matched an occasion. He promised the pursuit of fulfillment, not fulfillment itself, envisioning a positive feedback loop. Those achieving happiness give back, increasing collective well-being. The age of personalization offers the first real chance for democratic meritocracy, a positive-sum game where opportunity reaches everyone, not just those fitting institutional molds. This requires the dark horse covenant. Society provides opportunity to pursue fulfillment. You're accountable for achieving it. Your individuality isn't a problem. It's your greatest asset. When human qualities are broken into enough dimensions, everyone has above-average ability somewhere. You might excel at spatial reasoning while struggling verbally, or demonstrate exceptional emotional intelligence despite average academics. With expanding professional opportunities, there's almost certainly a great fit for your jaggedness. The question isn't whether you have talent, it's whether you'll embrace your individuality enough to find where it shines. The dark horse path isn't easier, it's truer. And in that truth lies both your happiness and your contribution to the world.